Good afternoon. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. Today is Thursday, June the 7th, 2007. We will call the meeting to order. My name is LaVarn Williams. I'm the chair. The secretary of the National Finance Committee is Terry Goodman, and I will leave it over to Terry for a roll call.
Dave Adelson is absent. Rudy Bediako,
here.
Brian Edwards Tickert,
here.
Jane Gatewood,
here.
Terry Goodman is here. Lonnie Hicks,
here.
Sandra Rawline, absent. Berthold Reimers, absent. Thomas Ruffin, absent. Bob Sanborn, absent. LaVarn Williams,
present.
We just made quorum.
Okay, great. Maybe someone can try to call Sandra or Berthold. I'm not sure if Dave planned to be in today on today's committee meeting or not. But we sent out, sent out the agenda a little late. I've been under the weather, so to speak. But so basically what this is an adjourned meeting of the prior Finance Committee meeting. And so the agenda basically follows the minutes that were distributed by Mr. Goodman, which he did the day after the meeting, last meeting. And so basically what we're having on the agenda were we were going to go over the 2007 committee priorities and goals and the working subcommittees. We would briefly go over the financial policies and procedures manual, talk about the operations meeting in July and any new business. And in addition to that, Jane had sent out a note concerning the elections committee and the motion that the elections committee would like to put forward on and we had spoken about the early hire of the local election supervisors. So I guess this could actually fall under new business. So the question is that a place where we can add that at this time? Is there any discussion?
Could we have it earlier in the agenda anywhere?
Is that because you believe we won't get through the new business? we can make it a 10 minutes before we adjourn. We can make that an order of the day to make sure we take care of that, or 30 minutes before we adjourn.
30 minutes before?
And the plan.
Do we have a fixed adjournment time?
Well, we had stated 8 to 10 p.m. Mm. So at 9:30, we should consider.
I'm not sure. I hope my cell phone lasts that long.
You're still traveling, or you're at home?
No, I'm traveling.
Okay. So then at 9:30, we'll consider the Elections Committee motion where we would like to consider hiring the early hiring of the local election supervisors. And basically, we want to determine, working with the CFO with Lonnie, to determine if there are funds to actually accomplish this. And I think that's basically our assignment and finance. Are there any other changes, updates to the agenda? Okay, if there are none, then shall we entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
So moved.
Thank you. It has been moved. So the next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. And Terry, can you take over for about 2 or 3 minutes? I have to
have the cough.
Thank you.
Yeah, I sent out draft minutes, I guess, the day after the meeting for the beginning of this adjourned meeting. In effect, it's the same meeting, but it's proper for the minutes of the earlier meeting to be approved at an adjourned meeting. So these were from June 7th, 2007. Is that right? No. That's from May 24th, 2006. Oh, I've been editing the wrong ones here.
Move to approve.
And that's Jane?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm got to transfer my notes now. I've been writing over the minutes that we were trying to approve. That's 5:23. Are there any?
It's posted on 5:25.
Ah, thank you. Any mistakes I need to fix?
No, they look good to me.
Great. Is the chair ready to put the question?
Chair's not back.
Okay, then I'll put the question. Is there any objection to approving the committee minutes of May 24th, 2007? Then those minutes stand approved. And now I've got to figure out where on the agenda we are.
Planning timeline.
And
that was not on the agenda that we approved for this evening, though.
Ah,
Friday wasn't there.
Yeah.
Tonight's agenda fixed with committee goals.
Right.
Priorities and goals.
So, framing the discussion of committee goals best is probably the summary that Ms. Gatewood sent out to committee members, if I remember right, that took the chair's initial summary and modified it with suggestions from Mr. Edwards-Tiekert. And
it's an appendix in your minutes. If people are looking for the document.
Ah, the main minutes that we just approved?
Yeah, it's Appendix A.
Excellent. Right. And there's all kinds of things that can be big discussion items, but most important in looking at it looks to be the parenthetical timelines at the end of some major items, indicating what we should maybe be looking at first.
This is a long list.
Yeah.
Can we just talk briefly about each one, or
anybody
is that not...
want the floor?
Well, no, I'm just wondering, you know, these were things that we apparently at one time felt were important enough to accomplish this year. I wonder if we maybe should focus on, I'm looking at the ones with the shortest timelines, the 45-day and the 60-day and the 90-day items.
Right.
Were review and approve a network-wide financial policies and procedures manual. Looks like we're on track on that one.
Right.
Then the review and approve a standard network-wide chart of account. Actually, I guess I would just like to ask that we approve this as our goals for 2007.
So moved.
Like to move that we adopt this as our goal.
Good. And let me note that. Hard being secretary.
I'm back.
Oh, good. Then I surrender.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So then it's moved. It's second. It's moved. Second.
On
the financial reporting.
No, the appendix A of the minutes from the 25th, which is the proposed goals and objectives for 2007.
Right.
Be adopted.
Okay, right, the whole thing. I was looking at the one section. Okay.
Are you ready for discussion?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is there further discussion on this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Second. Let me go through them if that's okay. Let's do finance planning models, integrating the budget process with meaningful planning and goal setting. I don't know. That's sort of what we have in place. We may need to look and review what we already have done in that area, because we do have a timeline, a budget, and a planning process already on paper to some extent. Of course, we may need to look at it again. The long-term salary models, I don't think we can tackle that between now and September. That's going to be hard to do. And I think it wasn't something that would come from this committee. I thought that Dave's idea was that it would start with the station. Now, the network-wide financial policies and procedures manual, I think that is on target. Number four, timeliness, clarity, and consistency. Well, I've heard that, but I don't know what that means. And that'll have to be fleshed out, because right now I'm not clear on what it means at all.
Well, it has subcategories that specify standard chart of accounts, quarterly.
Yeah, on the chart of accounts, I don't believe that's possible in 60 days. That's not going to be possible with my staff right now. I'm short-handed. And I think there are other things that I would counter-propose rather than trying to redo an entire chart of accounts for what amount, for what I think is relating to two or three items.
Well, a point of order or whatever. Can we discuss this, Lonnie?
Yeah.
I mean, before you move on,
sure.
So because you the review and approve a standard network-wide chart of accounts, so can you just kind of like tell us why, and then we can kind of, and the people who have been really, you know, we've been discussing this for the last at least 4 years I've been on here, so, and we can kind of like talk about what our concept of this is, or what each person's concept of this is, and then you can let us know why there would be some issues here.
Okay, let's do it that way.
Well, I'll go first. I understand the chart of accounts to be a number-by-number listing of line items that are used in our accounting software explaining what should be booked where. And right now I'm not certain that different units within the network are booking the same things on the same line, and it makes comparisons very hard. It can make year-to-year comparisons very hard if there's staff turnover and practices change because nothing's in writing. I think it's pretty important for us to be able to have meaningful conversations about how the the network finances are working.
I can address it also.
Jay?
Currently, the only way that I have to generate a report for our local station board is I take the report that Lonnie sends out, which is by definition going to be a minimum of 2 months behind time, and I spend about 40 minutes whittling it down to a manageable set of information about our station. And last year, I diligently did that for, you know, every finance committee meeting that I called, and it was marginally acceptable when it came to putting the budget proposal before our board. I worked on some reports, and they ended up being strikingly similar to some things that I saw Marnie had done from with KPFA, but that was a coincidence. I didn't have anything to go from to start. You know, I didn't have much to go from to start with in terms of doing a comparison, so we could see, you know, where this budget relates to the last few years. And in conversations last year, and then more recently in the last couple of months with our business manager and a few other people, it seems as if my frustration with having to reinvent the wheel over and over again for myself and, you know, and for our station, that that's going on in other places. And I understand that there are some ways that reports are generated locally in other stations. And when I get back into town, I'm going to continue working with our business manager to so that he can get up to speed. But the process does not seem efficient. And I recall from about 18 months ago, I thought I heard similar objections from other treasurers. There's some huge inefficiencies in the way we're producing these reports. And for example, in our reports, we have line items that we never ever have anything showing up in. And the reaction I get from our board members is well, you know, this isn't our budget. This is somebody else's budget. In other words, it doesn't, it rubs people the wrong way when they see these line items. Oh, well, no, we don't, that's for somebody else. We don't post it there. And so there's all these different issues that have to do with the financial reporting. And I mean, I'm willing to go pretty far in trying to improve it, but not unless my efforts are part of you know, a whole, that it's, you know, and that's what I thought we were going to really tackle this year. And I understand with the staffing situation, it really puts a big crimp in the situation. I certainly can appreciate that. But I think a basic thing, a standard network-wide chart of accounts, I was foolishly under the impression that might be a doable thing. I mean, my bigger concern is the way that we generate our reports. I think that there should be a better way. But this item, I thought that was, you know, okay, well, this we can do. That's a doable chunk. So.
Okay, anyone else?
Terry,
please.
Yeah, Jane mentioned the inclusion on budgets of line items that don't apply to a particular station, and that's one of the reasons that happens is because we have a standardized network chart of accounts where the line item for one station, like the KPFA craft fair, appears on everybody's budget. So the chart of accounts is standardized. The booking might vary from station to station, but that's a procedures issue that hopefully will be addressed by the policies and procedures manual.
Okay.
As it gets more and more detailed.
Okay, then this is LaVar. I'd like to speak. You know, this is what I believed. I believe that when we got the new software, that this was this grand opportunity for like the part that Terry made about the craft fair, like, you know, those there are line items that you don't use, so, you know, you can't let that really frustrate you. But that we would, in fact, we talked about this when with Ross Wisdom. And we talked about not only about using now that we have the new software, that you can use, that each business manager, each person who's using the software should have the knowledge to be able to use these accounts and use them consistently across the network. And not only that, not only like, but also be able to use it based on grouping the expenses by programming and administration, that you could go down to that level too. And that was something that, again, when we talked with Ross Wisdom, that this is something that he had stated that, of course, this is something that we should be doing, and this will make it much more efficient in terms of when we do a year-end close and doing the audit. So I just don't understand why with the new software, the new accounts, that why the treasurer, the business managers are not using the software and using it consistently. I don't understand why they are not doing it, and why it would take in terms of time or if this is training that's required, but that would be done by a person who's familiar with the software, or we talked about the business manager at KPFA who's like trained in this and really understands it and knows it. And could actually understand, has worked with the other business managers. So that was my take on this. So is there, can you tell us in terms of your timing and, you know, what your concept is?
I'm looking at all this and going, oh, my goodness. Well, let me try to go through it, okay, theme by theme. The chart of accounts would not be the same for each station. There are a number of exceptions where some stations have particular accounts that they use that other stations don't use. You can go through it and sort of see that, you know, KPFA has the craft fair, WBAI has the Rothenberg community events. That's very different than community events that other stations use. They're sort of over the years, stations have developed their own not versions, but their own accounts that apply to them and do not, in fact, apply to other stations. That wouldn't be true, of course, for things like salaries. All that's consistent across all stations. Income varies for the reasons I just mentioned, that some stations have grant income, some don't. And you go down to the line items where you would then try to see if there's variability there. But most of those, some stations are using news services, some are not. And so you would see it come up, at least where I sit. If there's no expenditure in a given line item, it doesn't show up on my report. It's just not there. And then as you go through the items that are not salaries and not revenue, there's variability. Some stations do storage, some don't. Some are showing tower rent, and others don't have tower rent expenses. And some stations may have moving expenses, for example, and others won't in that given year. So there's going to be variability among stations because they're using accounts. Some stations don't use accounts. That's not inconsistency. That is just simply some stations have accounts that they use, other stations don't. And so there's differences that show up there. So now I did meet with the business managers, and I went through the whole chart of accounts thing. I did not ignore it. We had 3 or 4 meetings on it. And here's what we came up with. We came up with that the consistency issue for the chart of accounts really applied to 2 or 3 accounts and had 2 or 3 requests that they were getting from their LSBs. One of them was more detail because the LSBs wanted to know, well, what's in that account? And other stations, that was not much interest. So the agreement that we have is that a given business manager can break out for a given LSB that wants more detail in a given account. For example, it might show up as travel, which is what I get, a consolidated version of it. And you can break that out. That's being done at KPFA, and that's being done at KPFK. Other business managers can break out once you get accounts that provide more and more detail. They can do that, just as we've broken out more detail for the board's account so they can see how the board expenses break out as opposed to having one line. So that's one solution that we came up with. So the other kind of account issue that was discussed was the issue of how accounts like major donor, major income, and what got booked in those accounts. Well, we did come to an agreement about how that would be handled. And we basically established and reiterated the policy that had already been in place. So there was only one station that was not booking the major donor items in the same way as everyone else, and that was WBAI. And so the question becomes, are stations currently booking items in the revenue section in the same or similar way? The answer is yes. Now people are on the same page with it. And the issue of one of the issues we discussed at some length was what's in listener support, for example. Well, listener support and the definition of what goes into that account is defined for us by CPB. And we don't have much choice. That listener support includes everything except grants, SCA monies, community income, craft fair income, affiliate income, that sort of stuff, listener rental income. But the rest of it is considered listener support, and that includes donations and major donations. That we did clear up. Everyone was agreeable. Now, I think Levon, your issue was, well, why can't these business managers produce the details that the LSPs might want? Well, the answer is that they can. Is that you just have to ask those folks to identify which accounts they want more detail. That process has occurred at A and has occurred at K. And Jane, I think you can get that done at WPFW as well, because accounts can be broken down into more detail. No question.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you mind? May I interrupt?
Well, let me just finish the other thing.
Sure. Well, after Lonnie completes it, then Jane.
Just so I get everybody's points. Some response to everybody's point. So that's the issue of Can you do more? Yeah, but right now I'm not seeing. I'd have to go to detail, and maybe we can get a working group on specific accounts for specific stations. But across the network, I'm not seeing where there are issues on the account at this point. Now, grouping by programming. That I think you brought that up, Levine. Well, yeah, you can group by programming, but that is usually done at audit time. And that's what the auditor likes to see it done. I know it's being done in A. Now, whether or not the new software is just an upgrade, it is not a completely different software with brand new capabilities. We hoped it might do it, but it's not. It's basically to say, now, it can be done by business managers, but it's extra work for them. And that business involves an allocation process, and they would have to, you know, check in with the auditor and me to see how they're allocating, you know, salaries to things like development, programming, administration, and the like of it. The auditor sort of does it at the end of the fiscal. But to do that, yes, it would require that all of the business managers agree on what persons that they're employed at the station are allocated to what percentage to programming versus development versus administration. And that's going to require different kind of data collection, too, because most of it might be, but there are some people who might be working in hourly in one area and then salaried in another, or might be working on a national programming in another, yet a third area. And those salaries would have to be broken up on percentage-wise and booked each month. Now, some of these business managers might feel that's easy, and some of them might feel that's a bit difficult to do for them. So that's a discussion that would have to take place, I think, at each station, depending on how much people felt that was absolutely something that they needed. Now, I knew that, hey, they do it, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard the demand from other stations at this point for doing it quite that way. Anyway, that's some of the answers to some of the things that were brought up.
Okay, Jane.
Can I get on the track?
Yes, Baruti, I was waiting to hear from you on this. Okay.
No, maybe Baruti can go first.
Oh,
Baruti?
I know what when we originally discussed this, I know one of the thoughts that I had was really the chart of account and what you're saying, Lonnie, you know, what goes into what accounts, but actually getting it in writing, and I guess sort of a related issue. I mean, I don't know if other treasurers experience this, is that, you know, when I bring the reports that we get to the local finance committee meeting, you know, many times the business manager, at least at our station, I don't know how widespread this is not really clear on what makes up a particular item and may, you know, say, well, you know, I don't know what's recorded in there. So part of the issue is that, you know, what accounts are being, you know, what's in the account is one issue, but what accounts are being combined for reporting purposes to us, you know, what's on the chart of accounts. And then the other thing is, you know, what accounts are being combined to prepare the report. And the other issue is combining accounts, and I guess really just getting printouts. I mean, what we really need, and this is somewhat related, is that I think we need to get actual printouts of what's in the general ledger, and so that, you know, that the local people should be trained, and maybe some of them can do it, some of the stations, but I know we get it sometimes, but to be trained to what's in a particular account, because you might see a dollar amount, but if you don't know what are the postings in the account and which accounts are combined to make up the report that we're getting from you, Lonnie, then, you know, it's not as useful as it could be. So I guess not all of that is chart. It's somewhat related to chart of accounts, but basically having something in writing that says, okay, in account 1001, you put travel in here, but only travel that's local. Maybe in 1002, you know, you've got your travel to, you know, I don't know, cross country or whatever. So although it's all travel, you know, I think different things are being done at different stations, so that we would like to have, you know, the chart of accounts with explanations. Also, how those accounts are combined for your reporting to us, and also that our local business managers are trained to print out general ledgers so that we can see what's in it, even though we know what's supposed to be in an account, so that when we see the detail of an account, that we can actually know that what's supposed to be in there is actually what's in there. So, I mean, all of that's kind of related together. So, yeah. And my other thought is that Secondly, well, two additional items. Maybe the auditor who's, you know, and this might cost us something. I mean, we'd have to consider this. Maybe the auditor who actually kind of signs off could have some input on this so that, you know, what we're doing is what he thinks we should be doing. And on the other issue that you raised as it relates to preparing financial statements, I know that there's a lot of rule changes that are going to be coming into effect where the auditor really can't do our statements anymore. You know, that kind of allocation between programming, administrative, and so forth that auditors used to do. They really don't want us to do that, and I'm talking, putting on sort of my job daytime hat. They really don't, the profession doesn't want us to do that anymore. They want the client to really hand us the financial statements, so we need to know how to do internally. I don't know if it's going to come down to the station level, but we need to know how to do internally those allocations between programming, administrative, and fundraising so that we're actually handing the auditor a complete set of financial statements and that they don't really have to do all that extra work that sometimes they charge us for and sometimes they don't. So those are some of my thoughts.
Our time's cheaper than theirs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the auditors would like us to do it, but that means more time for staff for us, less cost for them. But let me address some of your points, if I could. First of all, the point about getting in writing. Well, it is in writing on these major and major donor versus listener support. We do have it in writing on that, and WBAI has, you know, continued to feel that it's not clear. Well, it is in writing. The accounts on being printed out. Yes, every business manager can print. Remember, you called our office on several occasions asking for printouts.
Right, right.
All we do is go to the accounting software and print it out. Indra can do that right there. That is not anything like work. All you do is go to the accounts and print them out. You get the full detail. Just as we send it to you, all we do is go there and print out the detail of that account. Other stations do it. They certainly do it at A. So the idea that you can't print out detail in the accounting package for you at that LSP to see is not accurate. Of course you can print out the general ledger. And should have just as I sent you that material and you wanted to go over the detail of the general ledger, Andrew can produce that for you. Just a matter of printing it.
Okay.
It is nothing mysterious. So what accounts are being combined? Well, you get the full detail in the general ledger printout. Andrew can do that for you. And if she doesn't know how, I certainly can help her. But it's no big deal. Printing is part of accounting. And so what does a general ledger contain is, like I said, just determine what accounts you want more detail. Once you print them out, you have it at your disposal.
Yeah.
Now, really, I mean, I'll have that discussion tomorrow. It is simply not accurate to say you can't get detail. Remember, I'm not doing general ledger input at the national office. It all is being done by those business managers locally.
Right.
So they're doing the input. They have the detail. They have the invoices. They know the vendors. They're putting it into the general ledger, and that full detail is in the general ledger accounts and the subsidiary accounts.
But Lonnie, I think the detail problem he's running into is that when he takes your reports and presents them to his finance committee or LSD, you've rolled up account numbers from BAI in a way that no one who works at BAI totally understands and can explain. So they don't have the detail when they're looking at the numbers that come from you.
That's true of any accounting system. That's true. But the remedy is that, say, Baruti wants to have detail on my account. Actually, he should be using Indra's account. But mine aren't rolled up to their design. You can't have every sub-account. There are sometimes three, four, five sub-accounts to every major account. But the remedy, I think, is that, say, Baruti wants detail. He just asks that it be routinely provided for each report. So you get something like, well, we produce for the board. We don't just roll up the board stuff. We break it out in meetings and travel and conference calls and whatnot. I'm saying that any business manager can produce the detail of any major account. So you don't have to guess what's in my roll-up. All you have to do is have them print out the detail. So you have it. And just ask that, I need detail on every report on the following accounts, the ones that people have questions about, just as it's done at KPFA and just as it's done at KPFK. Right now at those two stations, and it's just to print out. You can do it two ways. You can just print the general ledger, although it assumes that people can read general ledgers, and there may be much for some LSD members. do it the way they're doing it at K&A, which is to say create a spreadsheet which has a detail on sub-accounts, and I can actually send you that, Baruti, so you can see what other folks are doing. And that's the same accounting system.
Oh.
And the detail, the sub-accounts, that say travel, then below that you see a breakout for various kinds of travel, local travel, national travel, board travel, or whatever it turns out to be, conference travel. That is in the account. And I can send you what A does, I can send you what K does, and you can see, so you can put that before Indra and ask that you be given that detail on the accounts that you're interested in.
Okay. Can I ask a follow-up?
Yes.
Please.
Do you guys at the national office have to make much in the way of adjustments, moving things around? I know that the original posting is done locally, but do you have to do much? Because, we haven't gotten into this lately, but that's another thing that kind of hangs out in the back of my mind, that we're focusing on, maybe our stuff is being modified.
Yeah, I heard that so many times.
Yeah, so I just want to know what are you encountering? And then the other question is that this could be something that could be part of the chart of accounts, the explanation and so forth, but even, because one thing is the chart of accounts, another thing is budget categories.
Yeah.
And that's what I wasn't clear is how do we link chart of accounts to budget categories? In other words, what three items in the general ledger are that one item in the budget? So that's somewhere along the line that I think we need to have in writing. I don't want to put more work on the national office, but somewhere along the line we need to have, where does the chart of accounts fit into the budget, and how do those things kind of interrelate with one another?
Well, what you can do is you just simply ask Indra in WBAI's account to put in the budget. So you can link it that way directly to the account. You can ask her to just put in the budget. It's not that much input work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how her budget lines up with the chart of accounts. You can do that.
Okay. So
the other thing is about whether
that
we change accounts at the national office. Mm-hmm. I hear that so often.
Mm-hmm.
And no, what the cards, the accounts that we change are the national office accounts. That is to say, we get the stations to do 95% of the input. The things that we will put in are things that the stations don't have, like how much workers' comp insurance is, how much health benefits are. They don't have those numbers, so we have to supply them. Then there is the issue of, things like any national expense that's not really a local expense,
right.
As I said. Sure.
I imagine legal comes from you also, right?
Yeah, legal, accounting, audit fees, some kinds of bank charges. But those things are, stations don't have the numbers to input, so we have to do it. But all the rest of it comes from the stations, and the accounts I just mentioned are the major ones that have to be input by the national office, because we're the ones that work for those accounts. Now, the bill back is information. It is available to every station. All you have to do is call in. A business manager do it all the time, and she'll give you the bill backs. Bill backs are, once we paid the insurance for a station, we have to bill that back because we're putting the cash out front. Once we paid the health care, remember, we're putting out $9 million in health care expenses in advance because stations aren't paying those directly, and we have to bill back to get those funds back that we've put out in advance. And that's the majority of the bill backs that people talk about. And so the same thing would be true of insurance. Same thing would be true of accounting or audit, although we pay that, we don't really bill that back. So that's what that's about. And I would say that any business manager that says they can't provide that detail can provide that detail. And people do it all the time. Other business managers do it all the time. And I'd be happy to, if they don't know how, we have, the people at the national office would be happy to show them how. It's not that difficult to do. But what does need to take place is say, you want more detail on one account. And you just tell them, these are the accounts we want more detail on. And that's happened at K, and it's happening at A.
Okay.
And, people, presumably are happy with getting that detail.
Well,
so
I definitely
it is possible to do.
Right. Well,
when you call up and ask for the detail of the general ledger, I'm printing WBAI's general ledger out.
Right. Yeah, that's something I definitely know.
Sure, they have.
We should be able to get that locally.
In fact, they're the ones that maintain those accounts.
Yeah.
So.
But I know they're going to need assistance, at least at my station, with the roll-up. In other words, what GL accounts are rolled up into a budget line. So that's something I know that they don't have the details on.
Well, the short answer is that, remember, Andrew developed the budget.
Right.
And all she has to do to solve that problem is input that budget into WBAI's account so she'll have it right there for reference. Mm-hmm. And any roll-up will go right up to the GL account so you can see the detail. So she doesn't have the budgets in the WBAI account. And she has it, you know, in the printout that you work from, right? You know, the budget that we do every year. She has that, but she has to input it into the accounting system, too, and that way she'll have it.
Just one last thing. If she inputs it into the accounting system, could that save you guys? In other words, if the budgets are in the general ledger program, you would still need to do what you have to do, I guess, right?
Because we're rolling up some accounts. Mm-hmm. Also, we're including accounts that they don't have at the local level. We have to put them in for them. They don't know the budget figures to put in, for example, for their workers' comp or health benefits. They don't have those numbers. They do change each month. So they don't have those numbers, but we could happily give it to them. Not a problem. You know.
Okay.
And they could put it, they could do the input. But what I'm sensing is that the idea that detail can't be provided is not accurate.
Right.
Yes, you can. I mean, you call me up and I say, sure,
right.
No problem.
Right. You know, I know if you guys can do it, we should be able to do it on it.
Yeah, sure
right
you can.
Too. Yeah.
Sure you can. So the idea that it can't be done is not accurate.
Okay.
Terry on tech.
Oh.
I just slipped that in, but if I'm not going to be recognized, I'll go just talk.
I tell you, though, that the way what we've come to is we've said to the business managers, if your LSB or your treasurer needs more detail, give it to them. All you have to do is print it out. If there's issues around the chart of accounts, we went over the issues that were what accounts is there confusion about. And we clarified it. Mainly it was what's a major donor, what's business support, what's the difference between a major donor and donations? And we all agreed on how it would be booked. And it is being booked in a consistent way, with the exception of WBAI. Still having problems with WBAI. And what happens is if you take monies that come in either on air or off air and you don't put it in this support, first of all, we lose our allotment from CPB is based on how much dollars are in listener support. If you put in a major donation, that hurts us and the station. You get less money. And we said, they said, don't do that. All of it's listener support. That's good for us, for it to be in listener support. That increases $1,600,000 to $1,700,000 we get from CPB. But what happens, and I'm not saying this is the motivation, I'm saying if you do put it in major donor, the auditor comes in and says, this doesn't belong there, puts it back in business support as part of the audit function. So the auditor, the CCP, make those adjustments anyway. The impact is that folks figure, well, if I put it in major donations, it won't be charged to central services, because, as you know, central services is allotted against business support. Well, that's just a temporary fix. It saves money for a month or two, but at the end of the fiscal, or when I catch it, it's reclassified to where it belongs on listener support, but it maybe have saved the station some money for a month or two if they're strapped for cash.
I'm sorry, Brian here.
Yeah. Anyway,
if there was confusion,
I'm suggesting that sometimes folks saw an advantage in having it be classified as a major donation. Now, the auditor has stated what he considered a major donation was. He called at the last board meeting when he did his audit report. He stated in public what constitutes a major donation. All of it's listener support, but people were asked for what is major donation. He gave them his number. Of course, I choked when he gave it, but he gave the number and I'm sort of followed.
I think you have to be very careful not to muddle that CPB thing, Lonnie. The CPB does not recognize a category called listener support. The CPB paperwork has a category called total non-federal financial support that includes things we would never put on the listener support line, like net income from community events. What you put down in your CPB paperwork does not have to correlate to what's on your budget line items.
Oh, no, CPP does have illicit support category. It's part of their formula, and it's very important that they do have. In fact, one of their guidelines is how much illicit support you have as a station. It's critical.
It's non-federal financial support. It's major donations. It's fund drive revenue. It's net community event revenue. And this is what Ben told you on the call we had with the treasurer and the staff. He's the one who filled out the paperwork for the CPB.
Well, I don't want to debate this, but not it is used by auditors and by CPB as well to separate out non-federal funding from other funding. That's true, but its purpose is totally different. Its purpose is to, which an auditor is looking to, is to see, to separate out and allocate expenses between administrative programming and development. That's the category the auditor wants to do. But the auditor and CPB do not want to pay for, quote, fundraising expenses. This is true for all federal contracts, not just ours. And it's been in place for 20 years. What's going on there is the federal government and CPB and other folks are saying, we want to allot you a certain amount in terms of a grant, but we don't want to award you revenue based on fundraising expenses. And if you look at the audits carefully, you'll see two revenue figures and two expense figures. And the reason is that you're looking at it, first of all, from federal funding and without. That's the purpose of separating them out. They simply don't want to have to pay or give us revenue or even give us expense money based on our fundraising that we do in a private way. They don't want to assume fundraising expenses and help pay for it. That's why they go through all that rigmarole of separating between non-federal and federal funding. What they're really doing, if you look, just pick up the audit, you'll see. What they're really doing is saying, we're not going to pay your fundraising expenses, and we're going to identify them. If you look at functional expenses in these audits, you'll see it's a different expense number than the overall expense number because the difference they have taken out is fundraising expense.
Can I kind of interrupt here? We were discussing the chart of accounts. So, I mean, can we just do some little bullets on, you know, what have we agreed that can be done and that the treasurers can ask their business managers to do? Can we just kind of, like, do some little bullets on that?
You're right. Well, we did that work with these business managers, and the agreement we have is that if a given treasurer or even LSB wants more detail, business managers ought to provide it. It's easy to do the printout. We agreed that on the categories for the ones that were proven most problematic around the support, major donations, and the rest of it, and they are happy to do that. We agreed that where an account is not being used at a given station ever, you know, it's like 2 or 3 years old, that the business manager is working with them while the company is okay to get rid of those accounts, not their inactive accounts. The auditor would like us to keep an active account wait 3 or 4 years because even though an account is not active now, it's part of history. It was active 4 years ago. So it's not just a matter of just eliminating an account because you need to keep that history. You need to look at a great plan. We have to try to keep 3 or 4 years of accounting history.
I'm sorry, just a second. There's someone needs to mute their phone. I hear something and I can't really hear Lonnie. So I'm sorry, Lonnie, but I'm still trying to understand. If we can just get some little points, like you said with Baruti, that he needs to have Indra just print out the chart of accounts and first of all to input the budget.
Chair, point of order.
Yes, please.
The motion on the table is to approve these goals and I understand that there's concerns have been raised that this one isn't worded correctly, but we are getting deep into this item, and this could be referred, you know, to another meeting, this particular item. I have a lot of concerns that haven't been addressed, and I apologize, I'm standing in the hallway right now, so if you hear an echo, that's why. But I think that we need to focus on the motion that's on the table, which is, if we would like to approve these goals or not, or put them on the table, because we eat, there may be other items that, you know, fall below this one that people have as many concerns with. I don't know. I mean, I want to talk more about this item, but I don't know if that's appropriate right now.
I understand your concern.
We only listed 5 minutes for this.
Exactly. I think we've kind of gotten to a point where we've discussed this. Everyone has talked about this chart of accounts, and I think there are a couple of items, concrete things that Lonnie said can be done. And
right.
I think that it's just short, you know, one sentence like
okay.
with WBAI. The business manager needs to put in the budget. The other point was need to print out the chart of accounts. Because I didn't understand Lonnie's concern about time-wise and how much time this would take the national office when it appears to be the business managers and perhaps training or direction from the business manager at KPFA or whoever's working there at K. So if again, you know, we spent all this time, but there were a couple of concrete things that could be done. If we could just, like, get those, and perhaps our secretary can write those down, and then we can move. But I think we did get something out of this, so I think we need to just make sure we have that in and move on. So can you just do that one more time, just a sentence?
Yeah. The you can ask that business manager to print out the chart of accounts.
Okay, that's one thing.
Request more detail on any one of the accounts and have that be routinely produced each month.
Okay, and to get the detail when they print out the chart of accounts. So the detail they will paste it or copy it onto their report that they have to define what's in there or to explain what's in that chart of accounts.
They have two choices. The way you guys did it at A is that she created a separate spreadsheet and provided that detail on the accounts where more detail was requested. The second way to do it is the way we've been doing it with and I. We print out all of the detail on the entire chart of accounts so that Brudy is a trained accountant, so he can read that ledger material and understand what's going on. Some people, don't have a speech, cannot.
I'm sorry, Lainey. We're just trying to stick to the actions that need to be done.
Print out the chart of accounts.
Okay. And then the detail on the chart of accounts, you can either have it on the spreadsheet where you have your financials, or you can have it a separate spreadsheet.
That's right, or in the general ledger. And then put the budget into WBI's accounting software. General Great Plains, there's a budget section. And that will help him see the detail and match that budget to the general ledger.
Okay, so those are some concrete things that can be done. Okay, in terms of reviewing and approving standard network wide, and the other thing was the revenue issue. It said that basically the revenue as far as listener support versus major donor, that's been determined. I mean,
there's an email on it that Lynn sent out over a year ago, and we got another one where we agreed to when we were meeting. This was about a month ago, and we had everybody on the phone. We had three meetings on it. Treasurers were invited, general managers were invited too.
Okay, so you say that's consistent for the budget and for what is the actuals today.
Yes, and if we go through the budgets now, we're budgets upon us. We will again have a second look as we make sure that these budgets make sense in terms of.
Okay. So what are the other issues in terms of this being your issues with this as part of the motion?
My issues. That's it. I think those things are doable and, are achievable. So I have no problem,
Okay, thank you. Okay, so can we move on?
Terry.
Terry, please.
Yes, I'd like to amend the motion on the floor by amending the goals and objectives in the item under New Partners Initiative, near the bottom of the goals and objectives, there's a place where Jane put three question marks in parentheses. I'd like to change the word expand to complement. It's dangerous to expand the mission, but the new Partners Initiative would say that the ED and CFO identified funds in national office budget to explore outreach with potential new partners for the Pacifica network and propose RFP process for dispersal of these funds. ED and CFO identify creative sources within network and in community at large that complement the mission and have potential to develop additional revenue streams.
Okay. Third discussion.
I'm sorry, I see the items. What's the proposed revision?
Strike out expand and insert complement.
Okay.
Got it. Are we? I had looked at the ongoing projects and the goals and objectives as two separate items. Are we thinking that we're approving the ongoing projects along with everything above them? I believe it's a procedural inquiry.
So are you motion, Jane, that it includes the ongoing projects? Are you there, Jane? What does the committee think we should just do the ongoing projects?
That's part of the appendix, so I think it's part of the motion on the floor.
Jane, are you there?
I am here, and those items, it looks to me like those are things that are happening already. So, yeah, I think that they need to be, unless I'm mistaken, I thought I understood the message that those are things that are already happening. And so by including them in the goals, it seems to me that we're acknowledging that these are items that we're going to be dealing with as needed throughout the year. In other words, I don't think we put a timeline items on any of them, did we?
No, we were not. Okay, the answer is yes.
I'm going to mute again because of traffic.
Okay, the answer is yes. And so is there a discussion about this?
Well, I think we've done that first paragraph, identified.
Yes, we have. And in fact, I don't believe we have the one for the last meeting, but I did receive the updated one for the first meeting in Houston, and there's still some concerns on there, so but we could discuss that in another.
Yeah.
It's about the ex-PNB members, but we could discuss that another time. Brian, is there a question or an issue?
No, it's just my question is it seems like we're setting goals for entities other than the Finance Committee here. I mean, it has stuff directing the ED to do things, National Office LSB Patient Management. I mean, looks like a good work plan. I'm just wondering if we're going outside our scope once we've set goals for the committee's work itself.
Perhaps we can reword the New Partners Initiative to say the Finance Committee in support and support of this initiative?
I like that.
Okay. Terry, can you?
I'm thinking of the whole section though. Like under PNB meeting expenses, it says National Office LSB's station management work to reduce annual meeting costs by 10%. Doesn't actually single out any work for the NFC to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, I had.
That's a different.
So what is your concern with this, that we're setting goals versus working, working with to reduce? Is it perhaps the language versus the direction, directing the effort versus in support of the effort? What do you think, Brian?
Oh, I don't know. I guess when I look at the first half of that appendix, I see a list of things that I understand how the committee and the CFO working with the committee does them. And when I look at ongoing projects, I see a list of things that different parts of the organization are doing. But I don't see the practical purpose of us approving them as a committee. I mean, there's no timeline, and a lot of them are outside our immediate work.
Brian, are you saying move to strike?
Yeah, I'd move to strike everything from ongoing projects down.
Is there further discussion?
Terry,
please.
Yeah, I think there's a reason for their inclusion. when, as part of the committee's goal, it's for LSP and station management to work to reduce annual meeting costs, that sets a goal for this committee to figure out ways to encourage that at the national office, local station board, and station level, so that we could propose methods whereby a local station could reduce its annual meeting costs by, for example, suggesting a PMB policy that a certain percentage of their savings will go back to the station.